Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now on the line, folks, is baseball's preeminent baseball insider. He is also a graduate of Syracuse University, my birth city. And he joins us right now on the show. Jeff, greatly appreciate you making the time, man. Thank you so very much. How are you?
I'm well. I'm sorry I'm calling a little early, but I have a doctor's appointment and didn't want to miss the hit. So I figured better earlier than never.
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. You had a really interesting feature on Fernando Tatis Jr. and how he's bringing joy back to baseball. And, you know, what really struck me, Jeff, was, you know, the kind of the new MO in baseball, the let the kids play campaign. You know, the NFL's been called the no fun league. Baseball was beginning to feel a little bit like that as well. In what ways to you is Fernando Tatis achieving this right now?
I mean, I think he's the embodiment of let the kids play. You know, yeah. He's just he's a joy to watch, and you see it in his actions on the field. You see it in his personality. You see it in all the different ways that he can display it. And he comes from the Dominican Republic. His father, of course, was Fernando Tatis, a longtime third baseman in the major leagues. And he was born to do this. And I think he recognizes that, appreciates it, and understands that baseball is a game with a reputation, especially among kids. That's not all that great. And he wants to be one of the people to help change that.
Jeff Passan, ESPN's Baseball Insider, joining us here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Jeff, I am taken by the fact that anytime you see these most famous athletes in the world lists, very few, if any, baseball players are on it.
None.
In the last one, yeah. In the last one, I think Bryce Harper was like number 99, so he made it by like one spot, and in the previous one, none were on it at all. Why is baseball failing, and in what ways is baseball failing to market its stars in ways that other sports are doing successfully?
I think it's a couple of things. First off, I think the game can honestly be kind of boring at times. Like when you're looking at the prevalence of strikeouts these days, the amount of action, the amount of the ball being in play just isn't what it once was. And to compound that, they're just really long games. You know, the NFL plays three and a half hour games. It's once a week. Baseball, it's a three and a half hour investment 6 days a week. So there is a lot as a fan that you have to put into it to really follow along. Beyond that, though, it's just the simple marketing aspect. Like marketing in 2020 is tough. And, you know, in the NBA, they have perfected taking their best players and finding out what makes them interesting and capitalizing on that. And baseball has just had a much tougher time doing that, I think, because there's a sense among kids especially that the game isn't just all that fun. You know, it's an old man game, but it's not. I mean, baseball right now is being played at a level that we've never seen before. The quality of the talent is breathtaking, and Tatis is chief among them. The things that he does on a nightly basis, whether it's hitting a ball a really long way or his speed on the bases or his defensive prowess, you tune in and you're bound to see something that you haven't seen before.
Jeff Passan joining us. Jeff, you and I are close to the same age. I won't reveal yours, but I'm 43. I grew up collecting every single baseball card, right? Whenever I visit home, I go through my baseball cards, and it's amazing to me how I can still remember the stats on the back of them. But to your point, something changed for me about 10 years ago, And I'm not so sure it's baseball changed as much as it is I changed. So to your point about it, and I so greatly appreciate you saying that as somebody who makes his living covering the sport, to say the sport is boring, in what ways would you attempt to amend that? What changes would you make?
It's interesting. I mean, this year, part of the protocols for coronavirus include 7-inning doubleheaders, which is like heresy if you talk with a baseball fan. But I think a 7-inning game is really interesting, actually. I think it puts the onus more on the starting pitcher, which is what we've classically seen. I think it has more urgency. And I understand the damage that a 7-inning game would do. You know, records would not be the same. Not the actual team record, but the record book would not be the same. You're not going to see anyone hitting 60 or 70 home runs in a season. But the idea of a quicker paced game, you know, more balls in play. And if that is amending the strike zone somehow to induce early swinging and more contact, that's great. One of the problems is that pitchers have gotten incredibly good. You know, you see guys like Dustin May with the Dodgers throwing 99 and his fastball is breaking a foot. It's like an unbelievable pitch to see, but it's really hard to put something like that in play. So it's almost like they've gotten so good that they've broken the game a little bit. And this is a radical idea, but a guy named Nick Elam, who I don't know if you saw in basketball, it's called the Elam ending, where essentially you rejigger the game so it's not just free throws at the end. Nick came up with an idea called the dynamic strike zone, which is that when there are no strikes, the strike zone is enormous. The strike zone is small. And what that does is that makes pitchers put the ball over the plate in an area where, you know, hitters should swing at it. And if you have more balls in play, more contact, more of an inducement for them to swing, it seems like the game's going to move faster and it could be a better game because of it.
You know, that is really, really fascinating stuff to consider there, as Jeff Passan is joining us from ESPN on what baseball can do to kind of spruce things up a little bit. Jeff, I'd ask you, as we've seen now the success of bubbles in MLS in the NBA, if you can share some insight as to why there wasn't a baseball bubble plan to begin with.
There was. It's just that nobody really wanted to do it. And it was going to be a hard thing to pull off because baseball has a lot more players than soccer or hockey or the NBA. And they were proposing at least to do a full season. Players weren't on board with it, though, and the league in the end thought it was just going to be too difficult to pull off over a full season. For the playoffs, though, it's something that not only can happen, but should happen. And I reported last night that Major League Baseball's had preliminary discussions, at least about the idea of a bubble. And if they can do that for the postseason and really make sure to go as far as they possibly can to prevent a coronavirus outbreak like we've seen with the Miami Marlins and with the St. Louis Cardinals, it's something that they absolutely should do.
I was reading your article, Jeff, and where it says where you wrote Southern California, the greater Chicago area, New York metropolitan area would potentially be candidates to host a playoff bubble. Is one of those options in particular in the lead at this point?
I think Southern California makes the most sense just because of the weather. And, you know, it's unclear at this point whether they would start it after the wild card round. MLB expanded its playoffs to 16 teams this year, so obviously 16 teams are going to be difficult to pull off in three places like LA, Anaheim, and San Diego, or like New York, and Philadelphia, for example, or Chicago, and Milwaukee. But if you can have that wild card round in both of the New York stadiums, two games a day in each of them, and two games a day in both of the Los Angeles stadiums, and then move everything at the division series to the Los Angeles area, seems to make a lot of sense.
Jeff Passan, ESPN Baseball Insider, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Jeff, I grew up a Houston Astros fan. I would plunk an Astro. My producer, Lonzo, would plunk an Astro. Would Jeff Passan plunk an Astro?
I would not plunk an Astro. I do not believe that throwing at other players is the right way to do things. And I understand why guys are doing it. I don't buy into that. I've long been against the idea of throwing your other players, and I think that the danger that comes from that is just not a requisite punishment for what the Astros did. Not in any way saying what the Astros did deserves to be accepted. What they did was wrong. They cheated, and they should have been punished and penalized more, I think, than they were. But here we are. It's just a reality in baseball. It's something that's been around forever and is not going to go away anytime soon.
Jeff Passan joining us here on the show. Jeff, can I get on an A through F traditional school grading scale a letter grade for baseball on how they've done so far?
Ooh, I'd say B minus. They're still playing, which is a great thing. But the fact that you've had outbreaks on two teams, the fact that two Cleveland Indians pitchers in Mike Clevinger and Zach Plesacker going out in Chicago on a Saturday night, it shows that there's still a lot of work to be done. And if they want to play a full season, they need to rectify that. And they've got 7 weeks left in the year to make sure that that happens. And it's going to be a hard thing to do because I think that players have shown, even with the examples that the Marlins and Cardinals have set, that players aren't strictly abiding by these protocols yet. And it's not just the players either. I mean, it's coaching staff, it's other staff members as well. Everyone needs to be involved, but in order to make sure the season does come to a completion and that a World Series champion is crowned, everybody involved needs to be as vigilant as they possibly can.
You know, we've seen a couple times now, Jeff, where Rob Manfred has spoken up. And at one point, before we had a deal, he said the season is in danger at this point. Last week, when Marlins and Cardinals were popping positive on tests, he again stepped out and said something. And things always seem to turn around a little bit for the better whenever he speaks out and says something the way that he is. But you look at the standings, Jeff, we have one team, the Cardinals, has played five games, another, the Giants, that has played 18 games. How does this thing end? Do we get to a conclusion of a season where everybody has played the requisite 60 games?
I have absolutely no idea. And it's a problem that I'm glad I don't have to solve because there's really no great solution. I mean, you can say the Cardinals playoffs are determined by winning percentage if they don't play the full 60 games. But is that fair to the other teams in the National League Central or the other teams throughout the National League that are fighting for those eight playoff spots? No, not really. At the same time, it's not like the Cardinals said, we want to have a coronavirus outbreak on our team. Are you going to blame us for a highly communicable pandemic? And of course, the answer there is no, that wouldn't be fair either. So it's really a no-win situation for MLB right now. And that illustrates why it's so important that they do stem these types of outbreaks.
Jeff Passan joining us here on the show. Jeff, being born in Syracuse, I have a very important question for you. Do you miss the winters there?
I grew up in Cleveland, so Syracuse winters weren't a big thing to me. I didn't mind it, but having moved away from a place where there's a foot of snow every day, I can't say I miss it.
You can't say you miss it. Folks, he does an outstanding Elmo impression. He's from the Newhouse School of Broadcasting in Syracuse. He is ESPN's baseball insider. Jeff, I greatly appreciate your time today. Encourage everyone to check out your feature story, ESPN.com, on Fernando Tatis Jr. Hope to catch up with you again sometime. Hope you and your family stay healthy and safe. Thank you so very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You got it. All right, take care. Jeff Passan, ESPN, joining us here on the show today. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.